다정하다. This is a very commonly used word in Korean. It means to have lots of 정 or to be overflowing with 정. So what is 정 then? Well, dictionary definition, an emotion that arises from within or a feeling of love or familiarity. This is one of the words that Koreans relate to the most, 정. It feels a little deeper than just mere familiarity, and so it feels a little warmer than the average human temperature. Not like burning hot passion, though, right? Somewhere in the middle. Well, today is the last day of September. I am hoping that you are having such a deep and warm day, full of events that make you feel 정. All around you. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Oh My Girl with 다섯 번째 계절, SSFWL being the English title. Yes, we know L. It's going to be love. Well, 정, as I was talking about in the opening, is one of those words that is so simple, monosyllabic, but encompasses so many things, needs many, many words in English to kind of describe. It's very common here, but so difficult to translate. It's also used in many, many different contexts. For instance, 다정하다, which I mentioned earlier, literally means to have a lot of 정. And in English, we can often translate it into expressions like being kind, or to be caring, or to be affectionate. And then we use 정 in other contexts. We say things like 정이 없다. So-and-so lacks affection, or 정이 들었다, I have grown attached, or someone's grown attached to someone. 정이 떨어졌다 is the opposite, where that attachment is gone, or we've lost love. And the list goes on for how many multiple ways we can use this word that's sort of like affinity, an attachment. And, you know, we use it so much that it really seems that us Koreans, we have a lot of 정 for the concept of 정 itself. So whether you are very familiar with the expression or you're just now trying to wrap your heads around it, I wish you a warm and cozy Thursday full of 정. Now, today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded, so I won't be calling the roll. But please feel free to drop by and say hello to share your 정 with us. Your 사연들, stories, and anecdotes about anything and everything are always welcome here. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. So use our chat board on Kong or write on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of the show, we'll have our Thursday segment, The Words, with singer-songwriter Stella Jung, so don't miss out on that either. But let's move right along to our next song break. Here is Yoongun with 가을에 만나, Meet You in Autumn. That was Yoongun with 가을에 만나, or Meet You in Autumn. Speaking of autumn, here in Seoul, it definitely now feels more like early autumn than late summer. I mean, it's still actually quite warm during the day when it doesn't rain. The sunlight can still be quite piercing, but I'm feeling the breeze is definitely cooler. The showers are definitely colder. The sun is definitely going down earlier and faster as well. And it feels like everything around us is saying, hey, it's going to get a little colder tomorrow. The sun will go down even a little earlier tomorrow. It's time to say farewell to September because tomorrow it will be October. And all things summer is kind of passing. Green leaves, short sleeves, all those summery tropical dance songs that we were listening to. Yep, time to say goodbye. So, here are two ballad numbers that are very much in sync with the weather and soul these days. First up, here's Honey Jung with 내일, or tomorrow, followed by 작별 인사, farewell, by 악뮤. We just heard 악뮤 with their song 작별 인사, or farewell. And before that, it was Honey Jung with her song 내일, tomorrow. Moving on to a usual OFD announcement. Send us any feedback. Message me on Kong. Comment on our SNS posts. Write on any of the message boards on our website. Or if in Korea, send me a text to sharp8150. And when you do, you will automatically be entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent in any kind of feedback, do check the notice section on our webpage, which is world.kbs.co.kr. If you see your screen name or part of your phone number on that winning list, send us your shipping info via email so we can send you your prize as soon as possible. Now, although international shipping is still very delayed and mostly on hold, we do have all your prizes wrapped and ready to be shipped off as soon as restrictions are lifted. So we thank you for your understanding and your patience. Up next, let's listen to Classic Choir with What If, featuring Kim Soo-young. Talk about 특별한 건 없죠. 이런 감정도 그런 대로 괜찮... You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day can be heard multiple times throughout the day, either on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on both the website and these apps, so please take a look to find out which time slot will fit your personal schedule or time zone the best. Past episodes of the program are also available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on our website and as podcasts. So this means you can listen to us whenever you'd like, wherever in the world you may be. Please note, though, the songs we play on the show are removed from the podcasts due to copyright reasons. I will now be back with Parallel Universe, but after one more song break, here is my good friend Kim Johan with his song 조금만 사랑할 걸, Should Have Loved You Less, featuring Taeyang. You know, even after all that we've been through, all I can say is I still love you. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today we'll listen to two songs that share the title, Fly Away. First up is the K-pop song, Nabi, by Urban Zacapa, of which the official English title happens to be Fly Away. Nabi itself, of course, is a butterfly. Now, Urban Zacapa, of course, is that trio of singer-songwriters beloved for their beautiful harmonies, their melodies full of emotion. Their song Nabi, or Fly Away, was part of their first studio album, which was released in 2011. in. Despite the pleasant melody in a major key, the nabi, the butterfly that is flying away, is the protagonist's object of affection. A bit of the words. You came flying like a butterfly riding the wind and gave me only happy memories. Leaving your laughter and all the good memories to me, you are now leaving. Like a fool, I tear up thinking of you again. There is nowhere for me to shake off this longing. There is nowhere for me to rest my heart. It hurts, but I'll let you go with a smile. Oh, it's beautiful to compare love to a butterfly. However, there is that caveat where the butterfly will flit and flit and fly away. As for our non-K-pop song, we're going to listen to a song called Fly Away by American pop group Above Envy. Above Envy is a duo consisting of guitarist, singer-songwriter, producer Louis Yolin and musical actress Glenna Bree, and they hail from Los Angeles. The group and their music became quite popular here in Korea thanks to their songs being featured on various TV ads and variety shows. In fact, this song, Fly Away, was used in one of the formerly most popular shows on Korean TV, The Infinite Challenge. And fortunately, it is a far more positive and uplifting song than Urban Zacapa's song, and it starts out like this. Come with me and I'll show you what the world can be. All my heart is waiting to be free. And I'll never let anybody else know what's deep inside. In the air, there's an answer and it's ringing clear. And there's room for someone else to share. I've got everything to show you and nothing left to hide. Fly away. The world is so small as we look down below. I'll always stay. If together we fall, then together we'll grow. All right, let's listen to these songs back to back. Nabi or Fly Away by Urban Zacapa and Fly Away by Above Envy. That was Fly Away by Above Envy, and before that, Urban Zacapa with Nabi, Fly Away. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the program is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers, with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Jang joining me. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, or just leave comments on our Instagram posts at kbsonefineday or on Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. I'll wrap up part one of the show with Kwon Sung-kwan and his song 그렇게 웃어줘. Goodbye, love. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics. We'll start shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Jang. If you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp8150 here in Korea. From anywhere else in the world, you can just message me on Kong. Right on the message boards on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, or leave comments on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. Let's listen to a couple of songs to give Stella a chance to settle in here. First up, Park Boram with Haewadong. And then after that, we will listen to B2B and their song, 그리워하다, Missing You. Thank you. you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component. So we take some time each week to take a look at lyrics in our segment, The Words, and to make sure nothing gets lost in translation. We have singer-songwriter Stella Zhang in the studio.
Hello.
Hello and welcome back to the studio. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, as always.
How do you feel about September 30th? We are at the end of September.
I feel older.
Older.
I can't believe that it's already like 3 months
yes.
from 2022.
Less than 100 days left in the year.
That's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yes. Do you have any bucket list for last minute things to accomplish this before the end of this year?
I don't know.
We have time to think about it now.
Yeah. And I didn't go on holidays yet.
Oh.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
So maybe it's
fine. Maybe you can take a small holiday.
Yeah.
You know, get a small group of friends together, one or two friends, and mm-hmm. you can go somewhere local too, or
yeah.
you can go to Jeju Island or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe you should do
I did like 1 day trip with my friend, maybe like 3 months ago, two mm-hmm. months ago, but that was just random, and she was like, oh, let's go to Pyeongchang, and I was like, Pyeongchang, like, why? And, oh, because it's nice, and so we randomly went there, and
yeah.
we got back, like, the day.
The day of. The so day. It's just a day trip.
Yeah.
Well, maybe even just an overnight trip, but that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe thinking about taking a weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're all kind of facing and, you know, kind of transitioning into the deepening autumn. You know, it's just the sun is setting a lot earlier. So it's just so kind
of
dramatic.
That's crazy because during the whole summer, when I would come into this studio,
mm-hmm.
when I go outside, it was still day.
Yes.
And now it's dark.
It's actually totally dark now. Yeah. And it kind of feels a little bit sudden, but, you know. It's a good way to get us to really, you know, focus in the mood of autumn.
I can't believe that, like, another year has just passed like this. Just like a...
I know. It gets faster and faster and faster.
Yeah.
But, you know, instead of, like, you know, letting it pass us by, we're at least going to sit down and listen to some fantastic music together for the next hour. And also, today's topic is actually a part two, you teased us already last
mm-hmm.
week. It is a part two of the topic we started last
yeah.
week.
Mm-hmm. Which was 잘.
잘.
And last week we were looking into some simple phrases containing mm-hmm. 잘.
Right.
And today we go a little deeper.
A little deeper into it. And the simple phrases, we were joking that this is a great kind of, you know, handy useful Korean phrases for any Korean beginner, Korean language
yeah.
beginner listener. We had
잘 부탁드립니다.
Right.
잘 가, 잘 자, 잘 지내,
잘 지내.
잘 할게.
So it's very simple things like that to kind of, you know, demonstrate the meaning of 잘.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do well. Showing intention. Now here it gets a definitely. I took a peek at the playlist. It is quite an upgrade. It is level 201 for sure.
Yeah.
So let's launch into it, and we're going to start with
내가 제일 잘 나가. I am the best by 21,
제일 잘
and it's already
나가.
10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, so we're going back to 21. Can't mm-hmm. believe it's 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's like an anthem for empowering song.
Really, yes. It's just an extreme confidence song here. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely so.
And I think there was no song like this before, and until now, there's no song like this.
It was. It's, first of all, a super unique song.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, it was very shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Even from the very title, 내가 제일 잘 나가, and 잘 나가 is something that is a very common phrase. And I guess if I put in literal translation, 잘 나가 means you go out well.
Yeah.
It's not really what it means, but it means you're popular.
Yeah, 잘 나가다 means you're popular, you're on your big success.
Like at a climax, the peak of something.
Yeah, and so when you talk about someone and say, oh, 그 사람 요새 잘 나가. Is he or she is on the peak of that person's success.
Right. Like they're really trending right now. Things are really hot for them. If you think of like celebrities, when we say, oh, that celebrity right now, 잘 나가,
is hot.
Right. Yeah. It's really hot. They're in the star of the star show, and so the top show, and then you see them doing, you know, all the commercials and endorsements and here and there. All of a sudden you see them everywhere.
Yeah.
Because they are literally going out, being asked to go out and promote this and do this and do that everywhere, make appearances. And I think that is sort of the source of 나간다.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, I think.
And 21 is just going to upfront, they're going to say, you know what? We the best.
Yeah, I am the best.
Yes, I am the best.
Yeah, and it was such a confident song, and at the same time, it was catchy, and you could see there in their performances, like, they were very confident, and if they were saying, 아, 내가 제일 잘 나가, and not believing in that phrase themselves, like, it wouldn't have been this shocking.
Yes, or successful, because you're right. I mean, in my head, every time I even say the title, all I hear, I can hear them singing it.
And they got Jade.
Yeah, and it's just very, very, they use a nasal tone, and they kind of sound like brats.
Yeah.
Right? Because this is something like a brat would say. It's not like, oh, I am the very best. I am so confident. It's not like that. It's like, hey, dude, we the best. You know?
And yeah.
Sort of pulling this attitude, and they do it so well here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am the best in four times.
Yes.
Oh my god. I'm kind of awesome in anyone's eyes. I'd be sad if someone said I'm second in line. You follow, but I dash looking only ahead. I'm hopping around the tables you're sitting at. I don't care. If you touch me, you can't handle me. I'm hot, 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 hot fire. Someone please hold me back before I flip out. I open my closet and put on the freshest clothes. I look closely at my face reflected in the mirror. Right now, it's 8. The meetup's at 8:30. I strut out with snooty steps tonight.
<It's>...
내가 제일 잘 나가.
Yeah. And 도도한 걸음으로, right? So, yeah, I strut out. And these are words and sort of like adjectives that typically someone does not use to talk about themselves. I thought that was the most kind of shocking part of this song, especially the title. When we say, oh, 저 사람 요즘 잘 나가, we never talk, it's not talking about yourself.
Yeah.
That's the shocking part of this
song.
And
also, like, the Korean culture is not about bragging. It's about putting yourself down and being
humble. Yes, it's all about being very, very humble. So this is just shocking, like, how can you say this about yourself? Nobody says, oh, yes, my pace is very 도도해. Like, these are not adjectives that we apply to ourselves.
And from the same era, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Wonder Girls' So Hot.
Yeah.
But in a different way. In a very, very different way.
Next gen. Absolutely. Okay.
I'm kind of awesome, even in my own eyes. Whoa.
Yeah.
Even if you were me, you'd still be jealous of me.
Mm-hmm. And then the phrase here that they used is, 좀 끝내주잖아.
Yeah. It's not, as you said, like, it's not the adjectives that you would use for yourself.
You say 끝내줘, you think like, oh, that thing is the bomb. But people don't say 내가 끝내줘. Right? It's like, because we giggle when we laugh, but we just, it's awkward to hear it. And so that is the true secret ingredient of this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Men look back at me and women copy me. Every day they want my seat. So tiring. A bumbling playa, posing like a player. You'll be kicked to the curbs like a flat tire. Oh.
I know, I love that. She made it rhyme.
Yeah. I refuse any comparisons, and this is me being modest.
This is me being modest.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if she was bragging really about herself. Like, so what, without modesty, what would she be?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. In values, I'm worth $1 billion, baby. Those in the know to recognize. Mm-hmm. Grab anyone and ask who's the best.
Mm-hmm.
누가 제일 잘 나가?
Yes.
Who goes out the best?
내가.
Yeah. And yes. This is another comparative in Korean. It's 더 잘 나가다, 제일 잘 나가다.
Right. That's the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The most.
The most.
Yes. Yeah. The most.
Who? You're better than me? No. Nah.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of flexing going on, but quite shocking back in the day. And I really don't know a lot of people who can still pull it off, but good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, strong way to start off. Definitely, right? Listeners, we promise this upgrade and evolution of 잘. Well, here we go. Here is To Anyone with 내가 제일 잘 나가. I am the best. That was 21 with their song.
Oh my god.
I am the best. This song absolutely had to be in informal, not honorific, for it to be, you know, completely sold. Just the pinnacle of
confidence. It's not 내가 제일 잘 나가요.
Yes, it's not. There's no humility. It wouldn't work, right? If we had a little deference there.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about 잘 in our titles, but we're kind of upgrading a little bit. Not as simple, the phrasing that we saw last week.
Mm-hmm.
This next song, there will definitely be some some explanation involved. It's very sarcastic.
Yeah, it's 꺼져줄게 잘 살아. I will get lost. You go your way.
Yes.
And,
that's actually a pretty good translation.
Yeah, it is. And but literally, it would be, let me get out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just live well.
Yes, live well. You go your way. 잘 살아. Remember when we talked about 잘 지내 as a greeting?
Yeah.
It was sort of like a farewell, fare thee well.
Mm-hmm.
But 잘 살아 is also kind of a live well.
Yeah. And it's even more sarcastic.
Yes, because, very sarcastic.
잘 살아 보자.
Exactly. Kind of we'll see how you live. Yeah, mm-hmm. you do, and you do well, but it's sarcastic.
Yeah.
You're not sincerely wishing them well.
And also, this 꺼져줄게 is very shocking.
Yes,
because
꺼지다
is usually you talk to someone, 꺼져, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. when you're very angry and
yes.
you don't want to see that person again.
So
like,
it's
get
like
out
an expletive,
of my
life. And yeah. it's sort of like, shut up. Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, get out.
Yeah.
Or you know, it's just kind of a stop kind of thing. But very, very strong.
Yeah. But again, it's not something that you would use for yourself.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm going to be 꺼져 for
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly.
And 꺼질게 잘 살아. It's not even 꺼질게. It's 꺼져줄게. It's
yeah.
like, I'm offering you.
I will do this for you.
Yeah, I'll do this for you.
Yes. But the reason it's like that is I think it's implying that that's what the person said to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, fine. I will get lost, you know?
Yeah.
So then you know, have a good life.
Yeah.
Very, very sarcastic here.
Mm-hmm. Say it straight to my face. Look at my eyes while you speak. Are you saying we should break up? Do you want to end things with me? I know you have another woman. I know you're bored of me. It's just that I'm tearing up, but I get lost, so have a good life. That's all I can say. I'll forget you, so have a good life. Be happy without me. Take the love you've abandoned with you. Take it all without leaving any.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say sorry. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
Your lips saying that you're leaving me look so resentful today. I need to stop you, but words won't come out. You're already getting farther away. I know you'll erase all of me. I know you'll hate me so much. It's just that I know everything, but still.
Mm-hmm. But still.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get lost. Have a good life.
Oh, it was, I know I'll hate you so much.
Mm.
Yeah. You, the reason I lived. You, all that I've wanted. You, I only looked at you and only you. Why are you leaving me? Why are you abandoning me? If you were going to do this, why did you even bother to love me?
Mm.
Do you remember the day we first met? I still remember. The first promise you made was to cherish only me, protect only me, and love only me. I believed your lies. I believed.
Mm.
Did you even love me at all? Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. I'll forget you. Have a good life.
Yes. So kind of like a prototype of Ailee. Gina, fantastic. There's this sort of like a two things going on. You know, fine, I'll get lost. There's this strong side that she's showing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, don't say sorry, just get away. Fine, you know, have a good life. But it's juxtaposed with also this feminine side, that this emotional side that really, really doesn't want this to happen.
Yeah, it's not just a strong, sarcastic.
Yeah, it's a couple more layers. And 21 is just that one note, strong, black and white. Here, she's sort of torn between two things, right? Like, I don't understand this betrayal that I'm feeling, but it doesn't really erase her emotion or her feelings for this person.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like she's saying this to be strong, but she's not really strong.
Yeah.
Like, she's not really committed to it.
Yeah, right? But at least, like, she's not cursing him not to live well. But
that's true. That's true. Yeah. But just trying to be strong and sarcastic, finding that sarcasm to be the strength of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. All right, let's listen. Here's Gina with 꺼져줄게 잘 살아. I will get lost. You go your way, featuring Yong Junhyung. 꺼져줄게 잘 살아. That was Gina with 꺼져줄게 잘 살아. I will get lost. You go your way, featuring Yong Junhyung.
Mm-hmm.
As Stella mentioned while we were listening to this song, the title is so strong, especially with the use of the word 꺼지다, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then when we kind of looked at it, the rest of the song didn't have that as much of the bite of the title that we thought it would have. It had a little bit more of sort of a sad, lamenting breakup song feel to it, actually.
And 꺼져줄게 잘 살아 is the hook line of the song. So when you remember this song, you just, the only thing that you remember is 꺼져줄게 잘 살아. So you expect that the whole song is being bitter,
that same tone.
But it was not.
No, actually it wasn't. It was sort of like, why are you abandoning me? Why don't you love me anymore? It felt a little bit more of an emotional kind of a song, breakup song. Why are you going? Don't go, but why are you letting me go? You know, questions. Huh, interesting stuff. And that was 잘 살아. All right, and we're going to move to our
next song.
I love the title of the song.
Oh, this is such a clever title.
Yes, it really is.
밥만 잘 먹더라.
Yeah.
I was able to eat well by Ichangmin Ihyun. So this is Ichangmin from 2 a.m.
Yes.
And Ihyun from 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by Bang Si-hyuk.
Yes.
And this was such a big hit.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and so when you see the title, you're like, what?
What? Yes.
밥만 잘 먹더라.
Yes, exactly. It's sort of like, what are they going to talk about?
Yeah.
And 밥만 잘 먹더라, the 만 is very important here, that gets lost in translation, the English title. Like, you know, of all the things I could only do, I could eat. You know, but it was, I could only eat, you know, food went down okay. And then you're kind of like, what is the context of this song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we'll discover.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If and when our love leaves, when love leaves, if and when the heart is bruised, turns out it only lasts a moment. I could heal well enough. It wasn't like I was dying. Bury those tears. Let's just work for the time being and be grateful to have known her, who I've loved to death.
Mm-hmm. So when love left, my heart was bruised, but you know what? And then this is, the context of 먹더라 and 삼킨더라 is these revelations,
yeah.
Right? And he's like, you know what? It was only a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what? I could eat well.
Yeah, I was eating well. It was not like, oh, I couldn't eat for days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't know why, but it reminds me of those cliches about breakups. When you break up with your boyfriend or with your partner.
Yes.
Like you watch Netflix things and eat a lot of cookie doughs.
Yeah. It's true. Or sometimes, you know, we even have those songs like, can't sleep, babe. I can't eat, babe, you know, without you, this kind of thing. So those are common tropes in lyrics. So they're actually purposely taking them and saying, oh, I slept well. Oh, I ate a lot.
Yeah. You know? It wasn't like I was dying.
I actually didn't die. I didn't die. Yes.
Yeah. And well, sometimes like when some people break up, like they just can't eat like for a long time.
It's
and
true.
they get super skinny.
Yeah.
And that never happened to me.
Yeah, eating well, the food did. Yeah. It still went down. So it's sort of the nice trope we have here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the point of bringing up the past? It's not like I could turn back time. Why bother opening the painful wounds again? It's pointless. Oh, that's very me.
Yes.
And they say that we're allowed to cry only 3 times since our birth. So this is a Korean thing. Like,
yes.
남자는 태어나서 세 번 운다. Like,
right.
Men cry only three times
in their life
their
when they are born.
Yeah, and when their parents are dead and something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's not waste the precious tears on useless things. And even when love leaves, even when the heart is bruised, turns out it only lasts a moment. I could eat well enough. It wasn't like I was dying. Bury those tears. Let's just work for the time being and be grateful to have known her, who I've loved to death.
So he's, you know, insisting that, you know, this was a true love. But hey, time, is this the anti sad breakup song?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of negating, right?
Yeah.
And then saying, what's the point of lamenting? You know, Gina's song, she was lamenting, you know, oh, if you were going to leave me, why did you love me in the first place? Like, oh, do you remember when we met? And he's like, that's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Let's just bury those tears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be different, like,
yes. He starts off strong like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, huh, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if sometimes I'm reminded of you and find myself about to get sad, I'll just drink with my friends and get super drunk so that I could forget everything.
Okay.
What would hating you change? I'll just keep loving. I'll just think of you enough to endure the fact that I can't see you.
Mm-hmm. And then he repeats the chorus
the refrain,
again.
And he says, wind passes and makes me cry until I get cold.
Oh, no.
No matter how hard I hold back, I keep getting a lump in my throat.
180?
Yeah, so I try calling out your name. I can't forget even if I forget. Yeah, this mm-hmm. is... self.
잊어도 못 잊겠다.
잊어도 못 잊겠다. I can't forget even if I forget. Mm-hmm. I can't erase you. I should send you off with a smile like a man, but I keep crying.
Oh, and so it ends with him just...
Yeah, so this is a strong start with
yes.
a heartbreaking end.
And then
end.
Just totally, he completely disintegrates.
Like, I'm not cool.
This is not cool. Yeah, and then, you know, he said... And then, you know what's so clever about this song? Is the hook. The chorus stays the same in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He says, bury those tears. You know, let's just throw ourselves into work for now. I'm grateful to have known her whom I love to death, right?
Yeah.
And then he sings that twice, but he goes, but, you know, I'm going to get it. If I think of you, I'll just go get drunk. But then the third time he sings this hook,
yeah.
he sings, 그 사실에 감사하자. 죽을 만큼 사랑한. The person that I love to death. And then that leads still, actually, naturally, it's not too abrupt.
Yeah.
Right? So that thought leads to, oh, I can't stop calling out your name.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So like, he totally failed to bury the tears.
He totally failed. Just completely failed. So we don't know if he was able to eat well after that.
but maybe like eating well is so important for this person that it doesn't really have anything to do with the breakup. Like, yes, I can still
sad
cry
or not,
and eat.
I'm still going to eat. Yeah, so interesting and a very clever song. Here is right? Lee Changmin and Lee Hyun singing 밥만 잘 먹더라, I was able to eat well.
사랑이 떠나가도 가슴에 멍이 들어도 한순간뿐이더라 밥만 잘 먹더라 죽는 것도
We just listened to with Lee Changmin, Lee Hyun. It's in a special... they were like a project duo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 밥만 잘 먹더라. I was able to eat well.
It was a very successful project.
Yeah, it really was. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about songs here on the Words with Stella Jang. 잘, right? It's a very interesting, one of those fantastic multitasking words in Korean. We have a lot of those. Mm-hmm. And 잘 먹다, of course, that's very easy to translate. Eat well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And this next one is really going to elevate how we use 잘 as well. Because we use this word a lot. Mm-hmm. It does a lot of heavy lifting for, you know, you want to say a lot of things, but sometimes you can just all say a lot of things with just 잘. You know?
It also means something.
Yeah.
Just 잘.
Yeah, just by itself, right?
잘, dot, 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 dot.
It's sort of like a well in English.
Oh, well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next song we're going to look at is...
사랑이 잘, Can't Love You Anymore by IU with Oh Hyuk.
Yeah.
And it's intentionally not finished.
Not unfinished clause.
Yeah.
We don't know...
사랑이 잘.
잘 what?
잘
right?
what?
I mean, is it going well? Is it not going well?
Yeah, but you know? It when you
Do
say
you know
something
well?
잘 thing, mm-hmm. you know that it's not going well.
Not right? going well.
Yeah. Ah, 잘.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Stella, things not going well. Yeah.
Like scratching your head.
And... Right, kind of a...
Like, how is it going? Like, mm-hmm. how's your work going? Mm-hmm. Like, 잘 돼가?
Yes, it's like, just like, well.
Well, 잘 모르겠어요.
It could also mean not knowing, right?
Yeah.
잘, like, do you know where this place is? Can I get directions to this place? And you're like, 잘, well,
잘 모르겠어요.
Yeah, exactly. Mm, yeah. So, we're definitely, if it's unfinished... We're mm-hmm. going to get the negative kind of connotation. So, 사랑이 잘.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is a nice song about 권태기, like those...
the ennui.
How do you call it in English?
Ennui.
Ennui?
Yes.
Oh, that's a French word.
Yes. Okay. We call it ennui. That plateau.
Oh,
that's another
nice.
French word. The plateau.
Oh, plateau.
In the relationship where things are just kind of flat.
Yeah.
The butterflies are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like the relationship's not really going anywhere, but you're just together out of habit.
Oh,
so, yes, it was the sense
of... French words.
I know, yes. A lot of French words.
Ennui, plateau.
Yes, yeah. exactly. All right, so...
Yeah, so it's a conversation of a couple and their ennui.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you're listening to a couple talking.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this first. I won't apologize. Without a word, do you have no regrets? You don't care at all. Are we friends or what? Oh, you know what to do.
Mm. Yeah. And then, like you said, a conversation.
Yeah. I'm tired. Just let me be today. I don't want to repeat this anymore. It's all my fault again. Maybe you're right. Maybe I resent you.
Yeah.
And then we discover about this 잘 thing.
Yes.
After what comes.
Yes.
Love isn't going well.
사랑이 잘 안 돼.
Yeah. 사랑이 잘 안 돼.
Yeah.
It means that it's not going
not
well.
Not going well.
Yeah. Even when I think of you, when we touch or hug or kiss, it just doesn't go the way I want.
Mm.
It's kind of funny. Even if we pretend not to notice, to turn things back, how can we do this thing called love again now?
That's one thing about the ennui. Like, once you get there, Yeah. Once you've plateaued, it's really hard to recover.
Yeah.
Right? Because you start to build up a lot of unsaid things, a little, like, resentment here to each other, and then it becomes sort of irrecoverable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is, like, typical when somebody apologizes without apologizing.
Yeah.
Like, they say they're sorry, but you feel that they're not.
Yes.
And the girl says, I won't apologize because it's not my fault. And,
right.
And the guy's like, oh, it's again my fault, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's all my fault, fine. Yeah, just, everything's just no energy, listless. Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to fight anymore.
They're just tired of fighting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're tired of me saying I'm sorry for the fifth time. I get the premonition that this is the end. Oh, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the evening I'd pictured all day today. When I look at you, I keep seeing me in you. So now I hate myself.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. When you see a little bit of yourself too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start hating yourself because you hate that person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of sad, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we have that conversation, like,
yes,
on
nice.
A phone, maybe?
Yeah, kind of.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Yeah. I'm at home.
I'm in a taxi. Yeah.
Are you almost home?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
About what?
About everything.
Go home.
I left my wallet there.
I love it.
And they say together, oh, you know.
Yes.
And never mind. What is it? I don't think I love you anymore.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's so fantastic about this is just the short snipped. It's not a very long sentence. It's just sort of,
It's like three-syllable thing.
Right, exactly. Like,
어디야? 집이야?
그냥 다. 네? 어, go. Go home. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is like, when you say, I'm sorry about everything, it means you're sorry about nothing.
It's true, true. And saying sorry for the fifth time is also like, ah, 미안해, 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 you know, this, again.
미안하다고.
Yeah, it's out of habit. Just, I want to placate you. I want to, you know, I want you to be quiet.
Yeah.
Stop bugging me, kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They nail it really well in the song, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they repeat the refrain.
Smart, smart song.
So smart, I know. And it was a full-on collaboration here with IU and Ohyuk actually collaborating on the composition and the lyrics. I think they maybe filled each other their own. They did their own characters, maybe.
Yeah.
And kind of filled it together.
And they also did this on stage, on Sketchbook, I remember. Mm-hmm. And this is a duet, but they weren't looking at each other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's fantastic. Perfect for the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they repeat, 사랑이 잘한데, love isn't going well. And even their touching, their intimacy, not doing it for them.
Yeah.
How can we do this thing called love again now? And that's the way it ends. We do see it ending at the end. All right, let's listen. Here is IU, Ohyuk with 사랑이 잘, can't love you anymore. That was 사랑이 잘, can't love you anymore, with IU and Ohyuk. Really, really smart song there. Really the best kind of elevated sense of 잘 that you brought in. That completely changes how, just, it shows how multitasking this word can be.
Yeah.
Right?
So hard to catch.
잘. Yeah, I love that. It was great for a title, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have time for one more song. We're going back to another classic here.
Yeah, which is 우린 제법 잘 어울려요. We Make a Good Pair by Song Si-kyung.
All right.
And it's a very nice translation.
Yes.
We Make a Good Pair. And it's not just 우린 잘 어울려요.
Yes.
우린 잘 어울려요 would also be translated into We Make a Good Pair.
We Make a Good Pair.
But 우린 제법 잘 어울려요, it means that we go along pretty well together.
Yes, and 제법 is another kind of interesting word.
Yeah.
My favorite translation for 제법 is rather.
Oh yeah,
which is really kind of a hard word. We don't use rather a lot.
Yeah.
But because 제법 also has sort of a kind of a, you know, people don't every day say 제법.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not a very common thing to do. Yeah. There's something very, I don't know, kind of...
And it also means something like just by itself, like, oh, 제법인데?
And that in and of itself is also not a very commonly used word.
Yeah.
It's a little antiquated, maybe more in books.
Yeah.
And it's on purpose.
Yeah, that usually we're using you would say 꽤.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes. To emphasize, like, very.
Yeah.
But it's not very. It's not most. It's not intense.
It's like a
rather.
A rather.
So, we make a rather good pair.
Yeah.
You have to say it with the British accent, right?
Yeah.
We make a rather good pair.
Good pair.
Yeah. You know. And there is something kind of formal feeling about
yeah.
it, and it's very, very on purpose. It gives this sort of kind of old-fashioned romance.
Yeah.
Kind of feel to
and though it's
the
not
lyrics.
Like straightforward, like from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like he sets up the whole. Mood
mm-hmm.
before getting into what he really wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very...
kind of a slow build.
Yeah, slow build up.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Very soft.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's very old-fashioned romance going on this song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Let's take a look.
I can see you over there. It's the same time again today. You always pass by me with your hair slightly wet.
Hmm.
Did you just smile a little? Could it be that you've noticed me? Your morning-like scent captivates me. I'm curious about a lot of things. Your name, your voice. All day long, I imagine myself next to you. I really won't rush. One step at a time so that you'll feel me. Shall we start love? Oh, he said he won't really rush, but...
사랑을 시작할까요?
Yeah. Shall
so
we?
It feels like this old-fashioned, you know, period... Peace
oh,
drama
yeah,
we're
right.
watching
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I would like to court you, you know. It's
yeah.
very kind of old-fashioned sensibility.
Yeah. Shall mm-hmm. we start love?
Yes.
Maybe I'll say this tomorrow morning. Do you want to go out with me?
Yes. So he's building up the courage to this girl he sees every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the street where the sunlight breaks, in between the dewy trees, your clear face looks great for some reason. Did something good happen? Your steps look lighter. Riding on the gentle breeze, I approach you. I've hesitated so much, but today I'll tell you that your eyes are so pretty that I like you.
Mm.
It's a little unskilled and awkward, but let's get to know each other slowly. Let's start like that. See, I knew you'd smile. I know how I feel. We'll do well. We'd make a rather good pair.
Mm-hmm.
I really won't rush. One step at a time so that you'll feel me. Shall we start, love? I'll always be by your side. I won't change. We'd make a rather good pair.
Make a rather good pair. Yeah, so this is very slow, nice kind of story, like continuation, progression of events. That's
yeah.
What
what's interesting is mm-hmm. that 어울리다
mm-hmm.
in Korean is... usually used with 잘 어울린다
yes.
to say that it goes well together.
Yes.
That it fits you.
Yeah, it pairs well,
yeah.
fits well together.
But just 어울리다 also means that hang out.
Mm-hmm.
The people you, oh, you
yeah.
like to be around. Yeah.
Yes. Also means to hang out with people. Oh, mm-hmm. 그 사람이랑 많이 어울린다.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess it could actually, I never thought about it having two meanings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, 어울리다 should have 잘
yes.
to have this meaning of
yes.
being a good pair.
That's true. That's
yeah.
true. So we need the 잘 mm-hmm. to specify this definition. All
yeah.
right. I like the shall we start love? It's just very,
yeah.
it's very like, I imagine this guy with a rose in his mouth. You know, between his teeth.
But I can't get the image of Song Chi-kyung with those glasses and his dyed hair back in the days. You know?
And this is kind of it's that, I call it the La Bamba song. It has
a
sort of
a
rhythm.
It was a quite unfamiliar
hit.
Song for K-pop.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's very true, and it just kind of gave this...
It's like Hawaiian
yeah,
vibe.
This
yeah,
this little, like, a tropical calypso vibe going on, a little under the sea, a little,
yeah, with, like,
little steel
those,
drums.
Like, flower necklaces.
Like a lei, and... yeah, flower leis. And, yeah, it's just very, it was, you know, everything is salang salang, you know, yeah. with the Latin rhythms going on here, mm-hmm. Caribbean rhythms. So it's nice that they put in these really, you know, romantic kind of lyrics that only Shim Hyun-bok can do.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was funny because back in these days, I used to make fun of a lot of the lyrics that are about kind of jaksarang or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also think it's always borderline stalker. How long has he been following her?
Yeah, but I would imagine, you know? Like, them in the same bus at the same time.
Sure, like day. Their commute meets yeah. all the time. It, kind of a meet cute. So when I heard the "Your clear face looks great for some reason," it reminds me of my song, Nae Haru. Why do you look so sad today? Of all the days that I've been following you around after our break, you know, so it's kind of cute. Kind of stuck.
Yeah, I think like Nae Haru would have been more creepier if it wasn't you.
Yes, yes, I guess so. Yes, they needed me to pull it off. I'm not a creepy person. I'm just really sad. Yeah. So he pulls it off here too. I'm not a creepy person. I run into her every day and I'm falling in love with her. It's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
This is our last song, so we actually have to say goodbye, Stella. Thank you so much.
Yeah, 제법 잘 한 것 같아요.
네, rather. We did rather well. have a fantastic holiday weekend, and yeah. We will
for
see you next time.
A good weekend.
Yes, mm-hmm. All right. Taking Stella out, here is Song Si-kyung with his song, 우린 제법 잘 어울려요. We make a good pair. We just listened to 우린 제법 잘 어울려요, or We Make a Good Pair by Song Si-kyung. And that brings us to the end of today's One Fine Day. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. For now, I will say 잘 가, or goodbye, with Kwon Jin's song, 잘 가. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.